Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 12th. In there is this morning, overnight EBAT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, December wheat up 8 cents, and November beans down 5 1/4 cents. We did make a new contract low in the beans down at 8.24 1/4. That's 2 cents under the previous contract low. We've got crude oil up 90 cents a barrel, the dollar's down 15. Really not much going on. Waiting for, obviously, the reports. The average guess on the soybeans is a yield of 52.2. I personally think it's going to be bigger than that. The average trade guess on the corn is 177.8. Again, I think it could be just a little bit bigger than that. The carryouts, you know, they're going to be huge. How big is the bean number going to be? I think that's really the key to the whole thing. If we're over 850, it's really hard to see how these beans are going to rally here. But any hard break, if we get a knee jerk, you know, 40 or 50 lower in the beans, I would think the Chinese are going to step up and buy a lot of beans really cheap out here. So, you know, I think it could be a really wild day in here. The wheat market looks okay. I think the wheat numbers could be a bit friendly if the USDA cuts some of the world supplies out there in Europe and in Australia and Canada. So hopefully we'll see something positive there. And the wheat, you know, has been holding up in here. We've had these 20, 30-cent rallies, 20, 30-cent breaks. But we're, you know, kind of treading water here, looking for the next direction. So hopefully we can find something positive out here. But the beans, I think, are, you know, going to be the overriding factor in these markets. We do have the hurricane to contend with. They raise about 100 million bushels of beans between Virginia and the Carolinas. So if we lost every bushel there, which I think is unlikely, whatever the number is today, could we knock 100 million off of it because of the hurricane? It's possible. So, you know, even if the number is 850 and we knock 100 million off of that and it's 750, it's still a big crop. But with as bearish as everybody is, I think maybe we'd see a lower reaction and then maybe some buying coming in. So we'll have to see what the reports say out here. The crops are in generally very good condition out here. There's no telling how big these yields could be out here. We're hearing certainly stories of 98 to 103 bushel yields in soybeans in Illinois. The crop ratings in Nebraska are maybe the highest they've ever been. I was in Nebraska yesterday for Husker Harvest Days, and the crops that I saw looked phenomenal. So, you know, I think we're going to still have a lot of grain, a lot of transportation issues at harvest. So, you know, I think you've got to be looking to sell a rally in the beans, whatever else happens in here, if we do get a rally. Long term, I'm very concerned about the beans. I think the wheat has a chance, and I think the corn has a chance. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.